Okay, this is called Wings. You were born with wings and the innate knowledge of how to use them. A free creature of the natural world, untied, unbound. Then came time and age, social codes and standards. A desire to belong, to fit in, and so you allowed your wings to be clipped at first, then severed. You became grounded, a confined creature of the human world. You grew to belong as you wished, and to forget the wings you once had. And yet the sight of a bird in flight still evokes within you a deep longing for that freedom it represents. For though you may not remember, your soul will not forget that you were born with wings.
Hi, my pretty. And next we have
Mary O'Connor.
You belt don't know. Part of you
interviewing I want to admit this tonight. I'm the love child of Mary and John Montague.
You should be so lucky.
Come on now, tell him, go on, tell
him. No. Anyway, this is spot on the Latin and Greek words that have kind of hidden away in this. It's called Keep Your Panty On. It's a slow burner. People I know dislike the fact that classics hold such sway. They think the English language should be freed without delay from those Latinized constructions that most legal eagles use, preferring Anglo-Saxon words that go with swimming booze. When Bono learned about this plan to ruin the status quo, he convened an ad hoc meeting, as the name, his name, might have to go. The whole thing was sub judice, in camera as well, in case the vulgar multitude might hound you two to hell. But while they weighed the pros and cons, a quick vox pop was taken to see what could be salvaged if Latin were forsaken. The crux was that no matter how they talked ad infinitum, having English without Latin could never be an item. To make the Greeks eat humble pie would seem a paradox. Too many polyglots had flown out of Pandora's box. So those who want to extirpate all Greek and Roman roots are a bunch of oxymorons who got too big for their boots.
And now we have, it says, the last splash of Patricia Walsh.
And she's off the top of the legislation, am I? Well, I would take you into these suspecting arms for what we call eternity, if we could but stay the staring from our cold world colleagues. For a small time, a small place, smell paint pervades the suffocated building. Yet, most of all, the heat of our bodies wells our souls. If we could but triumph over the sight of each other and recoil from saying, the terror and embarrassment there is, that they hold each other in any case, so shall it be, that laughter shall be fine, notwithstanding the challenge of what's called forever here.
Now for somebody that we're all going to miss very much.
No!
I just want to say, Mary, I want to be you when I grow up. Seriously. Alright, do you guys have snake handlers? Or like not have them but know what they are? Right? Well, I know you don't have snakes, but like, well, because I didn't want to like go through a whole point of running this stuff.
What the hell are you talking about?
I know what a snake handler
is. Either way.
Right. Well, the people that handle poisonous snakes are always reverends, and they always like go, like, look how much God loves me, I can handle poisonous snakes, whatever. So, this is the phone call to take care of. I can't say what brought me bedraggled and hopeless to the home of Harlan. Reverend Rockstar and fame handler of snakes, not be fanged, feigning fearless in the glimmering hopes of his parishioners. He sipped large coffee like lager offerings to the homespun Jesus Christ, and right as I stood to leave, thinking better of myself, he offered me the same. It's not, he slurped, that they won't bite me, boa or asp, wrapped languidly around him. It's not that they can't bite me, tightening its coil, but the whole miracle, he sputtered with ordinary coffee in his teeth, is that they never ever do. I just have one more. And I don't know how to forget. There swims a snake in the ferns. He burns up wordless time and urges your sleeping self to talk away the braised night and fight yourself the silent weight of grass. He swims beneath that amorous mantle, that sky, that broad face that would blink down and sing before the snake taught you to think endless. Think away each star burning out one by one like bell tones until only the thinking and the talking make sound. And round your legs, looping like ivy until he tempts you to take the apple red streaks, sweetly ripening the sky. Thanks.
Cheers, Brian. You're going to have to send us postcards and little poems on the one you read them out in your
own. I'll just make up my own 5 words at home. Ask strangers, just give me a word.
We'll text you the 5 words.
That would be awesome. You can
write your family.
It would be like
you.
1 in the afternoon at home. So
and I'll do it. Thank you.
But yeah, you can.
Okay, so we have last but not least, a well-known poet who seems to have done a print on it, and he's changed his name from Jerry Murphy to
All Right So.
This is after. Well, the philosopher after Plato. So, Socrates, what you're saying is that a dog who differentiates between a friend calling to the house and a stranger with evil intentions is by this very act of differentiation able to distinguish the known from the unknown and is thus a lover of knowledge, ergo a philosopher. Yes.
After her blooms, you know. Yes.